Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with After Dark Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 4th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2.25 cents, closing at 3.48 1/4. November beans down 9.5 cents at 9.63 1/2, and December wheat steady at 3.95 1/2. Beans were under pressure most of the day here. We just couldn't overcome the FC stone numbers. When you're looking at a 4.36 billion bushel bean crop, you've got an awful long way to get rid of an awful lot of beans out here. So we had the run up yesterday. We gave half of it back here today. We'll see if it holds. But the corn was weak early, came back on its own, up 2.25 cents here. We got up to 349. There'll be some resistance here from 349 to 350, 351, right in that range. The real resistance, I think, is up around 355. We'll see if we can get there. But I like the fact that we ignored the turnaround Tuesday, at least in the corn, to close higher here. Informa did not get released today. We had heard a rumor that it may be out today, so we'll again look for it tomorrow. But we had the currencies and the metals. The metals, gold was down $42 an ounce here. Silver is down 94 cents an ounce. At one point, it was down about $1.10 an ounce. That's like an over a $5 move in the, excuse me, an over a $5,000 move in the beans in one day. So a big move down in the metals. The British pound is trading at 127.44. That is the lowest level that we've seen in the British pound in about 31 years. Obviously, with Britain saying that they're going to leave the European Union earlier than thought, has put this pressure on the pound. It rallied the dollar. The dollar's up a half a cent here, back over 96 cents. That's what sent the metals lower. So the higher dollar certainly doesn't help the grains in the long run out here. The weather, it's clearing up here in Chicago. They'll be getting maybe some work done here in Illinois. There's storms out to the west, but, you know, we're pretty much on average, just a little bit behind on corn, just 1 percentage point behind on beans, so I don't see any major concerns there. The funds are still short the corn, which tells me there could be some more upside potential in this market. Again, there's a strong incentive for the market to move higher in October to try to knock out some of these insurance payments. They're trying to do a good job, and they've, you know, since the lows were up about 35 cents, so that's, you know, pretty good move. Most of that in September, obviously. We made the low, I think it was at 315 the last week in August. But could we still see sell it on October 2nd, buy it back 10 days later on the 12th? Certainly in the corn, it looks a little bit iffy. The beans, we gave back half of yesterday's gains today. We've got the brunt of the harvest still ahead of us. The funds are long the beans, so they could see some pressure there. Do the Chinese want to own something in here? We'll see. We didn't see any announcements yesterday. The Chinese may be on another holiday here. I have to check that. But at any rate, we know the Chinese are going to be looking to buy breaks in these markets. Whether they bought it yesterday, whether it was talk about the Argentinian tax staying on for another year, but then coming off, you know, it's hard to really know what they're going to do down there in Argentina. But that may have been part of yesterday's rally as well. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.